Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the inaugural Malve and Mowgli Basketball Awards Ceremony. Recognizing outstanding achievement in the basketball community, both on and off the court. I am your co-host, Mowgli, and standing next to me, the man, the myth, the dapper Malve.
They can't see me because I'm on radio, but...
But you look fly!
I got my bow tie on, my clip-on bow tie. I'm ready for this award show.
Yes, Malv, you look great. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We hope everyone had a nice weekend. Spring forward, get that energy back, more sunlight. Should we explain a little bit how this is going to happen? We have a couple of awards that we'd like to give out. We're going to present those awards. We're going to announce the winner. And then we can have a little bit of a discussion. If time permits, yes?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start off with a bang.
Bang! Bang! It's good!
Well, the first category that we're going to be presenting is the most entertaining ensemble in a comedy or musical. The nominees are the Detroit Pistons, the Charlotte Hornets, the Houston Rockets, and the Washington Wizards. Mav, who are you leaning towards right now?
I would say, you know, it's been a great season for basketball. But I would have to say, like, the shining highlight this year have been the Detroit Pistons. At 10-53, as we speak. I don't know, man. They got enough time to keep shining.
And the Mowgli for most entertaining ensemble in a comedy or musical goes to the Washington Wizards.
What?
Washington, as of this recording, an 11-53 record. They become the first team in the Eastern Conference to be mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
How is that possible? And Detroit hasn't?
Yeah, Detroit actually, yeah.
They're still in this running.
Actually, they're eliminated as well.
Briefly, let's mention the records. Detroit, 10-53. The Charlotte Hornets are 16-48. Houston was 29-35. We were debating on this one, right? Because there have been some bright spots. But alas, they're pretty entertaining, though. We got Dylan Brooks there. Don't forget earlier this year the shimmy that Chef gave him, Chef Curry.
Happy birthday!
I mean, all the like supporting members of the Washington Wizards have
been.
You know,
the 1-2 punch of Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma.
Yes.
It's very hard to top that right now.
I mean, that's a duo.
They're swaggy and they're entertaining, right? We can't forget that the Wizards did go winless in February. So that was a major factor into deciding the outstanding ensemble. And then Jordan Poole, just like his ball IQ at times, very entertaining.
Oh, I thought just him and his mustache.
That's a great mustache too, right? March mustache madness. That's great. Keep swagging, Wizards. Let's move on to the next award, recognizing the phenomenal female players across the game right here. The Outstanding Ovaries Award.
It's a strong year for female basketball, right?
Very true, very true. The nominees are Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa, Sabrina Ionescu, New York Liberty, Asia Wilson, Las Vegas Aces, and Juju Watkins, University of Southern California. Each one of these ladies help push the game of basketball, advance it. They're all kind of household names now, right?
Exactly what you're saying, household names. Well, recently, you know, with Sabrina in the three-point contest, I know Caitlin Clark, for you guys who also collect basketball cards, hers is like one of the like highest ones you can get right now. So that tells you like how much popularity she has. And what else do we got? We got Asia and the Aces. And what are they doing over there, bro?
Back-to-back. She was the finals MVP. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas went back-to-back as champions. And the Aces are the first team in the WNBA to sell out their season tickets.
Woo! I think that has to be the winner.
And don't forget about Juju.
That's your girl.
Freshman.
Bias right here.
Dominating. Congratulations to the women of Troy. Mal, the results are in. The Mowgli for most outstanding ovaries goes to Caitlin Clark. All-time leader in points, both men and women in NCAA history, she passes a Las Vegas Aces member, Kelsey Plum, as well as Pistol Pete Maravich. this was her year. She's been shining. She's a senior. They just won the Big Ten tournament as well, so.
She's going number one.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations to the ladies. You're watching them work, right?
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget.
Putting also, in work.
Putting Come in on. Work, yes. Putting watching work. Them work, putting in work. You went to a couple Aces games as well.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it right when that first championship hit. And like I told you, it was just a fun environment. Like, tickets are cheap, so you can afford to have as many drinks as you want.
Follow
you
this
bad.
Basketball collector's advice, right? You want to get on it before.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, moving on to our next award, the division that delivers.
Recognizing those divisions across the association with championships, star power, and overall competitiveness.
Let's go ahead and list the nominees. The Atlantic Division. Can't forget about them, right? Boston, New York.
The 76ers, come on now.
That's right. Who else is in there?
I don't want to talk about the other two teams, but yes, we got Toronto and the Brooklyn Nets as well.
The Northwest Division. Who's representing them?
This is a pretty tough one. We got OKC. We got the Denver Nuggets. We got the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'll throw in the Utah Jazz and Portland Trailblazers for that one.
Yeah, and especially right now, you got
the top two.
Yes, come on. Exactly.
You got the top two teams right now in the West. So, come on, that has to be a hard division.
The Pacific Division.
What this show is based on.
I think we're familiar with the teams in the Pacific, right?
Just let them know one more time how stacked it is.
The Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Golden State Warriors, the Sacramento Kings, and the Phoenix Suns.
Yes, sir.
The final division in this category is the Central Division, consisting of the Chicago Bulls, Cleveland Cavaliers, Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers, and Milwaukee Bucks.
And the Mowgli for the division that dominates... Oh, I'm sorry, division that delivers... Pacific Division all day! Accepting on behalf of the Pacific Division, Steve Ballmer.
I have these notes, but I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool! Pretty damn cool! Wow!
Thank you, Steve. We love your enthusiasm. There was no other option, right? Come on now. With so stacked, we get the next three All-Star games. 2025, Golden State. 2026, Los Angeles. They're going to use the Intuit Dome as well as the Kia Forum. 2027, we send in it to the Valley over there in Phoenix.
Oh, I thought you meant here, the San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, right, the San Fernando Valley?
That is a different award ceremony, Malv.
Side quest.
We've got ourselves a side quest.
We're talking about the Pacific Division in the NBA. I have to give a shout-out to the Pac-12 Division, the Conference of Champions, specifically the USC Women's Trojan Basketball Team, who won the Pac-12 Championship. We saw some games. Shout-out to Mackenzie Forbes, Kayla Padilla, Juju Watkins, the whole squad right there. I know the Pac-12 is disbanding, but what a great way to go out on top. We also had Caitlin Clark over there winning the Big Ten tournament, so let's see if they can get a potential matchup come March Madness, right?
That'd be dope.
Keep an eye on that. Moving back to our regularly scheduled awards program, let's talk a bit more about these Pacific Division teams. For the Warriors, we did have a finals rematch versus Boston. They did lose that game by 52.
Yeah, that was a beatdown, bro. Come on. It was almost 60.
Oh, my goodness.
You had everybody hitting points.
I saw the score, the halftime score. I got the notification, and I was like, what? I had to click that because that didn't seem real. But on a brighter note, Draymond Green has now passed Larry Bird in career three-pointers made. Exactly.
Random, yeah.
Exactly. I saw your face right there. Draymond now has at least 650 threes as of this recording. Moving on to the next team. The Phoenix Suns. Mal, we watched this team a lot growing up. Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire. Amari, he had his jersey retired, and now he is a member of the Ring of Honor. Well-deserved for Amari. Congratulations. Phoenix Sun big man, Yusuf Nurkic, grabbing a franchise record 31 rebounds.
Damn!
Versus OKC. Yeah, 30 rebounds is insane. Mal, do you know the last players to grab at least 30 rebounds in a game since 2010?
Embiid?
Close, but no.
Fudge. Close. Are they all high profile stars, or are
two of them were Lakers?
AD?
Almost.
Dwight Howard?
Yes, Dwight Howard in 2018.
Don't tell me JaVale.
Not JaVale. almost JaVale. But Andrew Bynum.
Wow, I totally forgot about
Andrew Bynum had a monster game back in 2012. Kevin Love, when he was a Wolf. Dang. Dude, Kevin Love was, yeah, dude, he was a beast back then.
That was your UCLA boy, wasn't it?
And Enes Freedom, a.k.a. Enes Kanter. That was back in 2021. So that was the most recent one up until last Sunday. Malfredomis, you called that game, right?
I'm calling some games here and there.
Who else do we have in the Pacific? We got the Kings. We got the Clippers. We got the Lakers. I think we need to talk about the Lakers, Malf.
We're treading water. I feel this is pure treading water.
So going back to the Denver Nuggets game, Nikola Jokic, oh my goodness, he had some of those wild shots. The ball movement there, like they play team basketball very well. The Lakers lose that game, but they bounce back in a great way, right? The D'Lo Express, you called that one? Against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Another win?
9 three-pointers made in that game. Shout out to Spencer Dinwiddie, right?
The block of the century. Again, with you on the... You called D'Lo since the beginning of the season saying if he goes off, the Lakers are off. He's been putting up, I think it was 44 points this last game, right? Like against the Bucks, I think he had 44. Like you said, 9 threes, right?
Speaking of the 9 threes, who are the other two Lakers to make at least 9 threes in a game?
Kobe and Derek Fisher?
Ooh, close. One of two.
Kobe, for sure.
Yeah.
And the other, LeBron.
Yes.
Sorry, D-Fish, I thought you were up there.
He's hit some clutch ones, yeah. Congratulations on him. And we cannot forget about the birthday boy, Anthony Davis.
Happy birthday!
Against one of the top teams in the West, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mal, he becomes the first Laker since Shaquille O'Neal to have 25 points and 25 rebounds in a game. AD stats. 27 points, 25 rebounds, 7 steals, 3 blocks, 5 assists. Happy birthday to Anthony Davis. Happy birthday to my aunt as well. And a happy upcoming birthday to a couple more of my cousins.
Happy birthday!
It's that smart weather. As for the Lakers, their next couple of games. The fifth, what did you say, Mal? What were you mentioning?
I believe the Lakers have the fifth hardest remaining schedule in the NBA.
They got another game against the Kings coming up. They collapsed in that one earlier in the week. The Warriors.
Well, I guess that's why, like, when you're bringing up, like, the division, I thought it was too easy to pick this division because, again, you're seeing, like, every win and every loss is going to count right now. You have, what, pretty much this whole division is in the latter 5 to 10 ranking right now.
Every member is in playoff contention.
Yeah, so, like, each win counts, and, like, right now is no time to start losing because too close for comfort.
Exactly, and that's why the game earlier against the Kings was a little bit disappointing, especially how dominant they were to start that game. But De'Aaron Fox, dude, De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. Sabonis is 9-0 against AD in his career.
Make that 10-0.
How?
Exactly. And I saw this other stat, too. Like, Nikola Jokic right now, since the bubble, he's been dominating the Lakers as well. So, yes, the...
That's got to change.
This postseason, we got to do something about that. For sure, for sure. As for the other teams in the Pacific, we mentioned the Kings briefly. What else you want to say about them?
Honestly, they're in pretty good position right now as long as they keep winning.
Oh, Mal, I think we spent too much time talking about this one. I think we have to move on to the next category.
The Balling Since Birth Award.
Recognizing players for what they've contributed to the game of basketball.
A lifetime achievement, if you will.
We mentioned the Lakers versus the Bucks. Player on the Bucks, Dame Lillard, is now fourth all-time in three-pointers made. Passing Reggie Miller. Who are the other three players in front of him?
Steph.
One.
Damn, why am I missing this? Reggie Miller.
He just passed Reggie Miller. Who was it before? He's hit some crazy shots. He was with Boston and Miami.
Oh, Ray Allen. Yes. That's who I was like, I was trying.
That was a wild shot. You remember that shot in the finals versus the Spurs? Dang.
That's the highlight of his career, bro.
Ray. That's a crazy shot, though. That is a wild shot.
Clean. And who else? There's one more you said?
Yes. He is a member of the Pacific Division.
I was going to say Clay, but I believe that was wrong.
Clay's up there, but he's number seven.
Number seven.
Yes.
Who's beating Dame? Who's 2 and 3?
He's a member of the Pacific Division.
It's not KD.
No.
No. I don't know. Who is it? That one's way too hard.
The Beard. James Harden.
Harden's up there.
Yes. He is number 3 all time. So, yeah, man, look at that. Congratulations to Dame. It's a great achievement. But, yes, there's three active players in the top four. So those numbers can keep rising.
Do they count three-point contests?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn.
All raspberries, right? And for the other outstanding achievement, Allen Iverson.
AI.
The answer, AI is going to have a statue unveiled in front of the Philadelphia Arena April 12th.
It's got to be the crossover.
T. Lou's going to be there too?
Oh.
That'd be a sick one, the crossover?
It has to be a crossover in the black jersey with the headband.
The bronzed?
Like, yeah, come on now. That's got to be sick. That'd be such a sick motion too, like just to look at. Yeah, that'd be sick. AI deserves it.
Congrats to AI. Congrats to Dame. Switching gears to a bit more somber news, Malv. We have the injured list, a.k.a. the in memoriam list. These are players whose season has been lost to injuries. A couple that come to mind, Ja Morant, Zach LaVine. More recently, we have Ben Simmons, who's been shut down for the season. Alperen Şengün. He was carted off the floor against the Kings. They're saying it's a left lower leg injury, according to Jackson Gatlin. Steph Curry, ankle injury. It looks like 7 to 10 days. Trae Young, we mentioned him last episode. Not sure he's going to be out for the entirety of the season, but depending on the Hawks' record, right? He might be shut down.
He'll be shut down.
We got Russell Westbrook. Looks like his surgery went well. They're hoping he returns before the start of the playoffs.
They're going to need him.
They're going to need him. As for our big men, Joel Embiid did suffer a meniscus injury. Karl Anthony Towns, he will undergo surgery to repair his torn left meniscus. He's going to be reevaluated in a month. So, unfortunate for them. Malv, I know this is all in good humor, but there were two major losses in the basketball community this season. The first one, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors assistant, Dejan Milojevic. We also have, from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Nick Gilbert. He was their good luck charm throughout all the drafts, right? Do you remember that?
Was that Dan Gilbert's...
His child. Both of those teams, too, they had their battles in the finals. Nick Gilbert actually passed last year in 2023, but the Cavs recently unveiled his banner hanging in the rafters, and it's a bow tie. So it's just a way to commemorate his child.
Dang, I don't know that. Dang, that's sad.
And also legendary Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama. Gonna find those Dragon Balls for you.
RIP, life is short. Appreciate it. Well, Malv, yes, right? That's always a tricky segment in award ceremonies, right? Pivoting back to the good-natured humor. But we have two more awards, and they're the best ones right here. Malv, I like basketball like I like my cinema. International and with subtitles. Our next award is recognizing the best international big man. The game's growing, Malv. The nominees are Joel Embiid, Philadelphia 76ers. Nikola Jokic.
Denver Nuggets.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Domantas Sabonis.
Sacramento Kings.
Victor Wembanyama.
San Antonio Spurs.
And Alperen Şengün.
Houston Rockets.
What do you make of the list, Malv?
It's a pretty solid list, and I'm liking it, but I'm going to have to take half those fools out. Half your list is injured.
I know, man. What's going on there? C'est la vie, Malv. C'est la vie.
But you know there's only one goat in that list right now.
You mean horse?
Yes.
The Mowgli for Best International Big Man goes to Nikola Jokic.
Mal, this was such a fun award because each international player brings something unique to their game.
Let's talk about each one individually. Let's start with the winner, though, Nikola Jokic. Looks like he's on his way to another MVP season. Very, very solid chance of repeating as champions.
BC now, bro, at every point that you could think of, right? Points, assists.
the shots that he's able to make too, especially
look effortless.
Yeah, especially late game, man, dude. He really knows how to understand the game of basketball. Don't forget, Malv, he was a second-round pick, so, you know, he had to grind his way to this moment, and he's definitely showing...
The world?
The world. He's showing the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, I was originally going to have my horse accept the award, but I figured, you know, why not? Malvin Mowgli, I f*** with you.
Thank you, Nikola. Yeah, his game against the Lakers was incredible. His game against the Boston Celtics was insane as well. He had another 30-point triple-double in that. He's had multiple games where he shot 100% from the floor. So,
insane.
Yes.
Got to choose those right spots, you know? He just got it.
He understands the game. He makes his teammates better. They did blow a 22-point lead against the Phoenix Suns.
But they come back from a 22-point deficit against the Raptors.
Who was your second choice then, which I'm pretty sure I already know. It's Embiid. But, sadly, the injuries have taken him out of this.
Hey, I just want to say something.
You ain't coming back.
Hey, my boy Tyrese, he putting it down. But, you know, I dropped 70 right before this. I was on my way back to an MVP season. You know, injuries part of the game. But, you know, I'll come back stronger, come back harder. Trust the process.
Thank you, Joel. Yes, Joel Embiid was on there. Just like the MVP's best international big man. Yes, injuries take into account. That's Embiid. Don't forget about Domantas Sabonis, dude. We mentioned it.
He's a star?
He's 9-0 against AD, and he's also, I see this stat right here, most triple-doubles in a season by a center.
Lies.
22. So he's third all-time.
Wilt and Shaq didn't be that?
Wilt is number one, but Nikola Jokic, he had 29. As of this recording, Sabonis has 22. And that's currently happening right now. So yeah, don't forget about him, dude. He's been balling.
I'm going to forget until they win.
They just swept the Lakers this season, Malv.
I know it's Sacramento, so we tend to forget. But, yeah, he's been putting in work. Victor Wembanyama.
Mr. Wembanyama. Mr. Victor Wembanyama.
I know he's a rookie, but he's doing stuff right now.
Get out of here. That shouldn't even count.
He's on the list already, man. He's on the list. Yes, he made the cut.
They're straight losing.
They are losing, but, you know, it's building. They're building a foundation.
You just wasted a pick right there.
They're building a foundation. Alperen Şengün. I think he was the most surprising pick for me to be nominated, but recently he's been on a tear against Wembanyama and the Spurs. 45 points, 16 rebounds. He's bullying Wembanyama, who's a 7'4" dude, and he backs that game up with a triple-double versus the Clippers. 23 points, 19 rebounds, 14 assists. He's getting comps to young Pau Gasol. We'll see how it goes there. You know, Houston has a history of great big men as well. Olajuwon, Yao Ming. So let's see if
Luis Scola.
See, I always thought, yeah, right?
He was.
Yeah. He was there. Yeah, don't forget
about him.
I seen him. And our final international big man, we cannot forget about Giannis. He had back-to-back games in L.A. Against the Lakers, he had 34, 14, and 12. And then against the Clippers, he had 34, 7, and 10. So offense, defense, I can do it all. Honorable mentions. I was going to mention Luka. First player with six straight 30-point triple-doubles. He's always making history.
Luka's a big boy.
But this was specifically for players that identify as power forward / centers. Keep balling. Keep balling, Luka. All right. And for our final Malvin Mowgli Award, we got a special guest with us, Malv. He's been a supporter of our show since the inception of this podcast, presenting the nominees for Best Basketball Movie. The great Sir Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's great, guy. Thank you so much. This is a special pleasure. Thank you, Malv. Thank you, Mowgli. You know, I myself have been in a couple feature films. So I do have commercial work as well. So don't forget, I can act. And basketball is an entertaining and fantastic sport. When I'm not playing basketball, I'm watching basketball. When I'm not watching basketball, I'm watching basketball movies. And they are all fantastic. The nominees for these fantastic basketball movies. Space Jam, 1996. Air Bud, 1997. Like Mike, 2002. Thunderstruck, 2012. Giannis, The Marvelous Journey. 2024, great movie. Giannis, fantastic story. And our final nominee for Best Basketball Movie Juwana Man, 2002. Malv, Mowgli, these were fantastic movies. I cannot believe we only can pick one. And I'm getting the envelope right here. And the Mowgli for best basketball movie goes to... Oh, great movie. Great movie. Fantastic. Space Jam 1996! Oh, thank you guys so much. This is fantastic. I had a great time working on that one. You know, I was playing with Michael, Patrick Ewing, got my boy Muggsy Bogues, and you know, this for everyone right here, man. I never won a championship. This is my championship right here. This feels like a victory for all of us. Shout out
Charles,
to
Charles, Charles, I hate to interrupt, but there's been a mistake.
What you mean?
Space Jam 1996 has not won the Mowgli for Best Picture of the Year. It is Juwana Man.
What? Unbelievable right here. Let me see the envelope.
Please, please. Executive producers of Juwana Man, get to the stage.
This is rigged. Oh, come on, man.
And that is going to do it for this inaugural edition of Malv and Mowgli's Basketball Awards Ceremony. We had a fantastic time recording. Hopefully you had a fantastic time listening. Questions, comments, anything like that, feel free to email us at malvinmowgli@gmail.com. Subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcast. And one more thing, follow us on social media, will ya? At @Malv_N_Mowgli. I know this is award season. Shout out to the cast and crew members who work on these wonderful productions. Malv, both you and I know some people who worked on some award-winning movies this season, right?
Yep.
Congratulations to them. And we cannot forget about the first player to win an NBA championship and an Academy Award. The man, the myth, the Mamba. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a wonderful and blessed Easter. We appreciate all the listeners. We'll see you when we see you. Take care.